But again, the shir should be b'schus refu shleim for all the cholim that we mentioned, in addition to Esther bas Malka b'soch shar cholei Yisrael. Okay, so what I want to do tonight is talk a little bit about Amuna. We're going to talk about Amuna, and we're going to talk about Amuna in Hashem, and then we're going to, at the end, hopefully talk about Amuna in Gullus itself, and Amuna in the Geula coming while we're in Gullus. Okay, I hope that was clear to everybody. I hope we can follow all of that. I want to start with the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam says the following. Mitzvah, this is in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis and Gimel. Okay, and we mentioned Rav Hui Turetsky already, Rav Yehuda Turetsky and his father, who should have Rav Hui Shalema. So I'll just mention something I heard from Rav Gershon Turetsky. Rav Gershon Turetsky was actually on a date with his wife. He told me the story when I was in Shalvim also, like some of the chevra here. So he told me that he was on a date with his wife, or it was like Erev Yontif, and he wanted to be frum. So he figured he'd tell her Dvar Torah. Tell her Vart. And he said, oh, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Pesach. And she goes, no, he doesn't. She's like, what are you talking about? Of course he does. He says, no. She goes, says, no, it's not true. He goes, what do you mean it's not true? The Rambam says, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, the Halacha we're about to quote right now. And she goes, it's not true. The Rambam has Hilchos Karban Pesach and Hilchos Chametz Matzah. There's no such thing as Hilchos Pesach. So he's like, whoa. And he said that was the moment he knew he wanted to marry her. So either way, so in case you're on a date with a girl, or in case you're telling anybody anything from the Rambam in Hilchos Pesach, you should know it's not Hilchos Pesach, it's Hilchos Karban Pesach, or Chametz Matzah. Fine, so again, we quoted Rav Yehuda Turetsky, Rav Gershon Turetsky, and their father needs to have Rav Shalema, so Shar Chol Yisrael, everyone should have Rav Shalema. So the Rambam says again, if you haven't been following until now, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, 7-2, Mitzvah Lehodia Labonim, we have an obligation to inform our children, afilu lo shalu, even if they're not asking. Shenem arvi higadotel lebincha. You have to tell your children, let them know what's going on. Lefi daito shobin aviv milamdo. And what does it mean to tell them? You're not just telling them, but you're telling them with in direct, you know, relation to their intellectual capacity, right? So if the child is of higher intellectual capacity, so the way in which you're going to tell him over Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be on a higher level. But the Rambam continues. Ketzad, how does one do this? Im hayakatan o tipesh, again, if the child is on a lower, you know, intellectual level, omer lo, you say to him, bini, kulanu hayinu avadim kemo shivcha zo o kemo evid zo. We were slaves in Egypt, just like this slave or that slave, b'mitzrayim in Egypt, ubalayla hazeh, and on this night, many, many years ago, pada osanu hakadosh baruch hu, v'yotzi'enu l'chayr. So Hashem mamish took us out, our whole entire nation, and he took us to freedom. V'im haya habein gadol. Right, so now you're going to the AP level track, right? V'im haya habein gadol v'chacham. So if the child is on a higher intellectual level, so modia ma she'ira lano b'mitzrayim v'nisim she'nasu lano ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu hakol lefi daitel shalbein. You're going to tell him in a more elaborate fashion about what happened in during Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel. V'tzarich lasos shinoi b'layla hazeh. And this night has to be completely different. It's a qualitatively different night. Kedei shiyiru habanum v'yishalu v'yom rumanishtana halayla hazeh. Mikol halaylos. Right? Meaning, it shouldn't be that like the youngest kid at the Seder stands up and props open his agada and rehearses this thing. A child should be like screaming out without any sort of prompt, screaming like, what's different about this night? It is so bizarre. What is going on? What are we trying to accomplish right now? And that's what the night should look like. It should be a totally different night. Until we respond and we tell them, "Ayomer lahem kach v'kach ira v'kach v'kach haya." This is what was. This is what happened. And this is who we are. We're part of this illustrious, you know, people. V'ketzad mishana. So what do we do differently? So the Rambam says, "Mechalik lahem klayus ve'egozim." You give them like sorts of nuts or whatever it is. Bizman hazeh. We probably give, I don't know, gum or, I don't know, probably lollipops, candies. I just saw Rabbi Ari Zucker from the Kol told me that, I don't know if he was joking or not, but he said he's like a marshmallow gun and he shoots little kosher Pesach marshmallows at people at the Seder when they ask a good question. I guess that's a fun way to keep everybody entertained, right? And not only that, and we're snatching the matzahs, hiding afikomen, trying to find the afikomen. We get everyone excited. If a person
doesn't have a child, so then he asks his wife, or ishto shu'alto, excuse me, his wife asks him, ein lo ish, if a person is single, sholen ze ze, manishtana halayla ze, so whoever you're with, or that person is with at the Seder, you ask questions to, and afilu hayu kulan chacham, even if you're an incredible chacham, giant tam chacham, you know the whole story, and the Rambam says, hayu levado sho'al atzma, manishtana halayla ze, if a person is rachmano letzlan on their own. And at least at this point, it seems like they're going to be single people. And not just single people, but people who are older by themselves, whatever it may be, on their own for Yantif. So, Rahman al-Atslan, so they have to do this as well. They have to actually say the Manishtana. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But this is what the Rambam says. So, in the Haggadah, Matnas Chaim, by Rav Matzio Solomon, who also needs Rafu Shlema, he's not doing so well right now. So he says the following. He basically says that it's super important to fully understand what the Rambam is saying, and not just that, but like why the Rambam is saying what he's saying. When we're saying over the story, right, we're not just saying it over for the sake of saying it over. We're not just being cute. We're not just, you know, going through the motions when we do it. But it's clear from the Rambam that you have to get everyone involved. And you have to get everybody involved, not just stam, but on an emotional level. Meaning the story has to be emotive. The story has to resonate. We have to make it that the story impacts us and impacts all of us, all of those around us. And this is why we do different things at the Seder, right? You have to be Mosheich the Lev, the Baal HaSeder, right? Whoever's running the Seder, has to, again, be Mosheich the hearts of everyone at the table. And even if, I saw a cool line in the, one of the Sfarim we'll be quoting a lot from tonight, or at least a lot of the sources I got from tonight, was the Sefer Yareach Lemoadim by Rav Yerucham Olshan from Lakewood. Awesome Sefer, 2-volume set on Pesach. One whole volume is Maimarim. You know, in Yanei Machshava and Hesoris, another one is Shi'urim, that's more like Lamdas and Halacha. Both volumes are really, I mean, he doesn't need my Haskama, but I have heard people quote his Sefer on the Maimarim a lot. His Lamdas is Geshmak also, so check them both out. But he, in a separate piece, he quoted Rishol Salanter, who used to go around and give, you know, Drashos, Bin Yanei Musar, Bin Yanei Chizuk. And someone said, why are you being Matriach so much? You're going crazy. Trying to be Ma'orer so many Jews all over the world, like, you think it's worth your time? And he said to them, even if I'm ma'orer one yid, even if one person wakes up from it, so it's kedai. And then before the other person can respond, the Rishol said, and even if that one Jew is me. Right? Sometimes we have to wake ourselves up, right? Very similar to that Sfas Emes we quoted at the beginning of the shir, about being ma'orer yourself and not just waiting from the ish to be yored from Shemayim, like the Kohanim had the mitzvah. Like we said, they had to light the fire also on those bayath, despite the fact that Rashi notes that the fire came down from Hashem, is because you have to be ma'orer yourself in this world also. You have to inspire yourself from within, and not just look for external means of inspiration. So Rabbi Yisrael said, even if I fire up myself, even if I inspire myself, so that's also enough. So again, whoever is at the Seder, right, whether it's a person by themselves, whether it's a couple just by themselves, whether it's a larger family, whatever it may be, the goal of Leil Seder is to get inspired and to have the story of Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim be Mosheich the Lev. And that's why the Rambam says that you have to know who you're talking to. Right? You have to know who's at the table. Right? There's a good story I like to share a little bit. I heard this one. I mean, I think I was in NCSY Kola when I heard this, but I may have been in YU at some point. Rav Shechter said that it was Erev Yontif, and he went with his father, Reb Mailuch, to go visit his uncle. Now, his uncle wasn't in like the same ballpark as they were in terms of their Torah knowledge. But the uncle said, no, I knew you have like a vart for me. You have something to say at the Seder for me. Like, what do you got? And it happened to have been Rav Shechter heard an amazing shir from Soloveitchik earlier that week. So he starts telling his uncle, you know, there's a Gemara here and Tosas says this and the Rambam says this. There's a steer on the Rambam and how could it be? There's so many different questions. Soloveitchik starts to build this whole amazing sugya and the uncle starts dozing off. And Rav Shechter's father kicks him under the table to get him to stop. And he says, you know, Uncle Yankel, the gematria of Pesach is, happiness. Whatever it was. And the uncle turns to Rav Shechter and goes, ah, now that's a vart. And Rav Shechter's thinking like, are you out of your mind? Like, that's some bogus, you know, fluffy gematria. And I just told you the most amazing, riveting shir from Soloveitchik of all time. But Rav Shechter told us that when you're giving a shir, and when you have an audience, even if it's not like a shir setting, but anytime you're talking to people, you have to know who the audience is. You have to know who you're connecting to. And if the goal of Leil Seder is to be Mosheich the Lev of those around us, so then it's incumbent upon us to think about it. Right? What's the pasuk? It's slipping my mind. Machar Leimor. Anyone want to jump in? What's it? It's also a Pesach one. No one's saying anything. Okay, fine. You got it? What's the pasuk?
No, you got
it. I don't remember. It's slipping my mind. But I know the end of the pasuk is Machar Leimor.
Where?
I think in Devarim, when we're talking about Pesach, I'm forgetting. Okay, fine. But the point is, though, it says Machar Lemor, and it's talking about when you're Kishalcha Bincha Machar Lemor. Thank you. Okay, I got it. Kishalcha Bincha Machar Lemor. So my brother-in-law showed me a line from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein who said the goal of a parent, and it's true for a Rebbe also, or really anytime you're going to be trying, you're going to be in a interaction, you have to think about, you know, what the other person is going to say. You have to think about how the other person is going to respond. And he says, for sure though, when it comes to chinuch, ki yishalcha bincha machar lemor, when your child is going to ask, and again, if you're a parent or if you're a Rebbe, whatever it may be, you have to think what your Talmidim or what your children are going to be asking you. Meaning, think about the questions that they might have so that you can already think of compelling answers. And that's really what we're trying to do Seder night. Again, if the whole goal, we have to think about this, if the whole goal is to be Moshech the Lev of those there, so then it's critical to think about how we are going to do so. Right? So if you are going to be with your family this Yontif, so think about who's going to be at the table. Think about, you know, if you're listening to Divrei Torah on YU Torah, whatever it may be, you know, Haggadah highlights, Haggadah marathons, whatever it may be, and you have a vart you like. So think about how you want to share that vart. So think about maybe the best time, the best place, or, you know, the best setting to share that vart. If you have a person at the table who likes gematrias, even if you don't like gematrias, so maybe it's incumbent upon you to find a gematria that person can connect to. Because again, we're trying to be Moshech Lev. That's what Rav Matisho says. That's why the Rambam is going crazy about this. But why is the Rambam going so crazy about this? We understand how, right? Make sure there's an emotional pull. But why are we so makbid to make sure that there's an emotional pull? So says Rav Matisho, that really the whole yesod of our Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes at the end of Parshas Bo that throughout the story of the Makos in Yitzias Mitzrayim, so many important principles or components of our Amunah b'Hashem are learned from there. We learned that Hashem is the Manig and He's the Mashkiach, the way in which He ran all the Makos and He orchestrated that He is the Bore and the Manig of the entire world. He created it and He's orchestrating it and He's sustaining it. He runs the world. Not only that, but He's Meshalim Schar V'Onesh. Schar V'Onesh is a very important part of our Amunah Hashem. And we know from Rashi's in Shiras Hayam, right, that depending on how the Mitzrayim treated the Bnei Yisrael, so they were punished in kind. And not only that, continues Rav Matisyo, that we also learned that Hashem is Shomea Tefillah, right? We the Nitzak El Hashem, we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He listened to us. We see that Tefillah, which is another important part of our, you know, Hashkaf HaZachayim as a believing Jew, tefillah has an impact and Hashem listens to our tefillos. All of that, says the Ramban, can be seen from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the yesod of our Amunah. So in order to maintain the Mesorah, in order to pass on this Mesorah of Amunah B'Hashem, we need to ensure that everyone at the Seder is going to internalize this, right? This mitzvah of Higadat Lebincha on Leil Seder is the mitzvah of teaching Emunah to our children, to our families, and to those around us. And I think that's something super, super important to think about. I would also just mention, just a vart on the side. I heard this vart from Rav Moshe T. Weinberg, one of my Rebbeim, a bunch of years ago. But a couple of years ago, I actually heard this from Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz Shlita, who should also have a Refuah Shleima. He told me this vart as a kolel. The YU kolel went to his house on an Erev Yom Tov to share some different Divrei Torah on Inyanei Pesach. And he told us a great idea. Belzer Chassidim have a minog at the beginning of the Seder to basically clap their hands. They do like a slow clap to get everybody psyched up. Belzer Chassidim, why? He said, because you're giving over the Mesorah. And Limsor means to hand over, to give something over. So yeah, we're passing on the Mesorah, but we understand that to pass something on is usually hand to hand. So they bring their hands together, they clap their hands, they get super excited. Because they want their children to get super excited about this. Meaning this isn't just a long, boring night where we're going to read through what seems to be a small packet and it takes forever. But it's something that is so critical to Bnei Yisrael as a people. Rav Matisyo has an awesome ha'ara. I thought it was so cool. He quoted from his Rebbe, Rav Elia Lopian, in the Sefer Lev Eliyahu in Parshas Ve'eschanan. And Rav Lopian says that there was a Jew in Kelm, Rav Bitzalo. Rav Bitzalo from Kelm used to say every Leil Seder, he used to get so excited. And he said, think about it. We're sitting here in Chicago or, you know, via Zoom, but I imagine, I think everyone here on this call is within Chicago, except I guess Jeremy's in LA, right? But you think about it. We'll get to you in a second, Jeremy. Don't worry. You're in Chicago, right? So you think, okay, everybody on my block in Rogers Park or Skokie or Lincolnwood is keeping Seder. And you're like, that's pretty cool. And then you go beyond your block in my, you know, 3-block radius. And then you go Vayter and you say, everyone in my community. So I think, wow, everyone in Rogers Park is making a Seder tonight. Every Yid, every Jew.
You know, even those who aren't affiliated throughout the year, everyone makes a Pesach Seder. And then I'm looking at Justin, and Justin's thinking, well, amazing. You know, there are people in Skokie. Everyone in Skokie is making a Pesach Seder. And then the Daniels are on this call, and they're thinking, wow, everyone in Lincolnwood is making a Pesach Seder. Givaldik. And then we think, wait a second. Jeremy is sitting all the way in LA, and everyone in LA is doing the same thing. And I'm thinking about my parents who are in New Jersey, and they're doing the same thing. And you go weiter and weiter and weiter, and says Rav Bezalel from Kelm, it's an unbelievable thing that every single Jew in the world, you know, okay, hopefully every single Jew in the world should be doing this, but we know so many, again, even the ones who are not affiliated the rest of the year, when it comes to Leil Seder, boom, everyone's doing Pesach. And you think about how Pesach really connects us to the Mesorah, and to understand that we are so important to be, it's so critical for us to be the next link in the chain for this amazing, illustrious Mesorah that we have, that dates all the way back from Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where we're calling to, that's where we're connecting back to on Leil Seder. And it's so important to let everybody know at the table, and especially little children, to know that they are the next link in the chain. They need to know that. And we have to excite them. It shouldn't be something that's daunting. It should be something that's super special and unique, and it makes them feel as if they're the most important people in the world. Because they are. Because without them, Bnei Yisrael stops. And we have to be machshiv, the next generation. That's something important to think about. So I want to maybe spend the next couple minutes talking about this Ramban that we mentioned and elaborate on it. Why is it that Seder night is the yisod of Emunah for the entire year, right? We already said from the Ramban that it shows that Hashem is the manig mashkiach. It shows that He's mesha'im schar ve'onesh, that He's shmeya v'tfilah. And I think it behoves us maybe just highlight a couple more makoros that express this nekuda. Okay, the Ramban points out in Parshas Bo, this is in Perek Yud Beis on the pasuk of Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. So he says we say it's a Leil Shimurim, but it's not stam, right? You think about this word Shimurim, and it comes up in several places with regards to Chag HaPesach. V'shamartes hachuka hazos, you should watch over or guard this law. And it says in Sefer Devarim, in Perek Tezayin, it says, Shemaras chodesh aviv, right? The shoresh of Shmira comes up a lot about Pesach, which is an interesting thing to think about, right? If I asked you Shmira, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? So many people would say with Shmira Shabbos, and that's taka, what the Meshech Chachma says. The Meshech Chachma says, again, in Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, he actually comments that this notion of Shmira repeating itself within the concept of something is not unique to Pesach, but it actually comes up by Shabbos as well, right? And that's probably something we're familiar with. Shmira Shabbos, we know, as Shabbosai Tishmoru, Shomaras Yom HaShabbos, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael as the Shabbos, we know the phrase Shmira comes up a lot about Shabbos. So why is it? And what's so significant about that? So Rav Olshan actually points to the Hakdama, to the Mishnah Berurah, Chela Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe it's something that we've seen before, but I think it's so kedai to read all the time. It's like one of those Mara Makomos that maybe every Rosh Chodesh, every other Rosh Chodesh, we should go back to and just to chazer. And the Chavetz Chaim says the following. He says, Hora Lanu, let me find his words, Hora Lanu HaKosav Bezesh Inin Shabbos Hu Shoresh HaAmuna. Shabbos is the Shoresh of our Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leida sha'olam hu mechudosh, v'kevin shebora hakol hu adon al hakol, v'anachnu avadav, u'mechuyavim la'asos ritzono. By keeping Shabbos, we testify that Hashem is the one who created the world. We testify to the fact that we are His servants, and we are in this world to do His will. That's what we're trying to say. And therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, he quotes the Shmos Rabbi, he quotes the Medrash, it says the following, kol ha'mishamer es Shabbos, someone who keeps Shabbos, it's as if they were Mekayim the entire Torah. And alternatively, Rachman al-Itzlan, someone who, God forbid, is Mechal Shabbos, so it's as if they're saying, you know, kaput the entire Torah. And says the Chavetz Chaim, the whole reason for that is this: the Tam, v'akol mitam haniskar le'el, dehu shoresh emuna. Shabbos is the shoresh of our emuna. And again, it's to us, it might seem obvious that Shabbos, or Shmir Shabbos, is our edos, that we believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah, I think it was actually in Parshas, beginning of Vayakal, Kisisa, one or the other, I forget which one, the Chavetz Chaim al-Torah, he has a couple beautiful pieces about the importance of keeping Shabbos, and he gives I don't know if it's a famous mashal, a well-known mashal, about the sign. Any shop owner who wants his customers come in has that glowing sign in the window that says, we're open. And he says, Shabbos, we know, is an os. Shabbos is a sign. And for any Jew, right, what is the sign that this person is a living, breathing, you know, chiyas dik, or chiyas filled Jew? So it's Shabbos. Shabbos is the end-all and be-all for a yid. And we know it's our lifeline. The Torah says, the Or Chaim HaKadosh points out, that Hashem created the world for 6 days, and it's as if the battery was running out until comes Shabbos, and breathes new life into the world to last for another 6 days. Shabbos is that for Bnei Yisrael, and therefore Shabbos is, again, this statement, this flag of Amunah, saying, Hashem, we believe in you, we're screaming our Eidos. The question you can ask, though, is, it seems a little intense, right? Chafetz Chaim said, if you keep Shabbos, it's as if you chapter Ryan kol haTorah kula, and if, God forbid, you didn't, you gave up everything. I don't know. I could put tefillin on every single day, and then I go ahead and I don't keep Shabbos. You're gonna tell me my tefillin means nothing? Like, well, what's going on? What does it mean if I'm mechal Shabbos? It's as if I was mechal or kafir bakol. So what's the story? So Revulsion points out the Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Makos towards the end of the Masechta Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, going on to Chaf Dalid. A discussion about the most important pasuk in the Torah, let's say. What's the most important pasuk in the whole Torah? And at the very end of the Gemara, it says, Chavaka comes and boiled it down to one pasuk, Tzadik be'emunah so yechya. There is one pasuk that really encapsulates everything. And Tzadik be'emunah so yechya, that's the bottom line. So the Marsha is trying to figure out, like, what is going on here? Are you going to tell me that, because Rashi already points out that the Doros, the earlier generations, they were able to be mekayim everything. And then, as we went on in Jewish history, and you read us the Doros, so we got a little bit lax, so you couldn't be mekayim everything, so they boiled it down and said, just do this, just do that, whatever it is, and they had a list of 13 or 8, I forget exactly the progression of the Gemara. Until Chavokim says, you know what, just forget everything, Tzadik Be'emunah So Yechya. So the Marsha's like, forget everything? Shrek, like, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense to me. So the Marsha says, no, this is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Tzadik Be'emunah So Yechya is that Emuna is the number one most important mitzvah in the Torah, and it provides chiyus to everything else he does. Meaning the following: Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the umbrella for all mitzvahs essay in the Torah, all positive mitzvahs that we have, that all can be traced back to believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on the flip side, V'lo Yeh Elokecha Elokim Acharim, the second thing we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not believe in any other gods, that is the umbrella, or it subsumes all other mitzvahs lo sesei. But Anochi and Lo Yeh together equal what? They equal the mitzvah of Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvah of Amunah is kolel all other mitzvahs, right? Both the positive and the negative mitzvahs. Everything. Shmir Shabbos, or Shmir HaMitzvahs, excuse me, is predicated on Amunah. So hold on. So how does this connect to Pesach? So he says the following. The Sefer Chinuch writes, and this is a mitzvah Chaf Aleph, Mishorshei HaMitzvah Zo. And he says, don't ask me questions. We know that there are so many mitzvahs that we have that are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we go, it seems like, it's like, almost like enough, like, you know, genug, like, we get it, Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't need to have 17, whatever mitzvahs it is, whatever the count is, we don't need to have that many mitzvahs, Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. So says the Chinuch, whoa. Ve'in menatima imbo lanu mitzvahs rabo salzeh, mitzvahs esay, mitzvahs lo sesay. So he says, don't hack me a chinik eye. We have lots of mitzvos, both ase lo sase, that have to do with Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So, or excuse me, Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. So what's this one of the mitzvah on Leil HaSeder? So he says, the reason we have a specific mitzvah on Leil HaSeder is because it is the Yisod Gadol V'Amur Chazak B'Torasenu U'Be'emunasenu. It is the Yisod, it is the foundation to everything we do as a Jew. Everything can be traced back to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'al kein anu omrim la'olam b'virchaseinu u'betfilaseinu zecher l'yetzias Mitzrayim. We say it in Kiddush all over the place. We're saying zecher l'yetzias Mitzrayim. L'fi shehu lanu os u'mofes gamar b'chiddush ha'olam. Because this is the sign. It testifies to the fact that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's mechadish the world. V'chi yesh eloka kadmon chavetz v'yachol. Chavetz v'yachol. That there is a God who created the world, and He came before everyone, and He gives the ability for the world to run. So Shabbos is that Eidos. We're saying, yeah, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is the same exact thing. So hold on 1 second. So let's understand the Chafetz Chaim for just a minute. Right? The Chafetz Chaim said that if a person is Mechalel Shabbos, it's as if they're Kafir B'Kol HaTorah Kula. So if Shabbos is the Os between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the Os that conveys that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, if someone chucks that, so it's as if they're saying, forget it, everything's gone. Because if Amunah equals Anochi and Lo Yeh Lecha, and Amunah equals not just those two, but everything, all positive and negative, a person is saying, I don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's as if they're giving up everything else. And the flip side also, if you keep Shabbos and one is Mamin BaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that we mess up sometimes and we don't do things that we should be doing and we do things that we shouldn't be doing, at the end of the day though, when you get rid of all of that other, you know, noise and all the taivas and all the Yetzer Haras, at the end of the day though, when we're pressed up against the wall, we say, no, I'm Mamin BaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll keep Shabbos and I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm Mamin BaHashem and I'm a believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's as if, yeah, you're Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, because everything else, all of Torah, again, positives and negatives, essays and losses, says it's all Noveah from I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, we can figure out, like the Sefer HaChinuch said, why are we so crazy? Why is the Rambam so makbid? Why is he so crazy, seemingly, on Leil Seder? Well, because it is the Yesod of our Emunah. And every single day when we're, you know, being Maskir Yetzis Mitzrayim and Kriyishma and all the other mitzvahs we do that are Zeich L'Yetzis Mitzrayim, it's mamish noveya from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. To the extent that we internalize the Sipur on Leil Seder, so then that is going to impact our mitzvos the rest of the year. I think Rostolovichik, in one of his svarim, I think someone collected his essays. I was trying to find this. I remember taking a picture in my parents' house a couple of years ago. I heard it in a shir from Rav Asner once. I think it was written up actually by Rabbi Dr. Isidore Tursky, Zatzel, a line from the Rav. But the point was that everything we're able to accomplish within the realm of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, excuse me, the rest of the year. So we're only able to do that to the extent that we are, you know, doing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim properly on Leil Seder. Right, everybody with me on that? I'm getting a couple blank stares. I'm not sure if just because the screens are freezing a little bit. Right, but the point is the better our Sipur is at night, the better our mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will be the rest of the year. Because it's not just something that we do every day and we read it, but we recognize that once a year we're making sure we're going crazy mamish the whole entire night as long as we can go about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it will, if we internalize it, it will impact our mitzvahs the rest of the year. And this obligation is so intense. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis that even children who aren't normally of chinuch age, so parents still have an obligation to be machanach them on Leil Seder. Again, why is that? Because of Ikur HaMuna is Talei B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are his words. Ikur HaMuna Talei B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. So even if the kids aren't doing all other mitzvos, we want to begin to plant the seeds of Amuna in our children. My dear Chavrusa, Moshe Aaron Paleoff, showed me an idea from Rav Moshe Feinstein, who has a similar idea in a Tshuva in Yoredeya Chilek Gimel Simen Ayin Vav, where he says it's the same exact thing. Even though there are times for chinuch, and there are times that are lekazman, there are times that are not, you know, appropriate for chinuch. So when it comes to emuna, we begin from an earlier age. When a child, Rav Moshe writes, when a child can be makir, when a child recognizes his parents, so then we begin to already instill emunah in our children. It kind of reminded me, I was thinking, how do we do that? It reminded me of an idea I saw from Rav Volbi in the Sefer Yisrael Binyan, where he talks about parents should be making brachos out loud. Right? When a child is already of age to like communicate, which isn't that old, so when a parent is making a bracha out loud and a child sees the parent making a bracha, so the kid is thinking, well, who are you talking to? You know, you're not talking to your cup of I don't know, Pepsi. You're talking to something else. But, you know, mommy, daddy, Abba, Ima, like who are you talking to? And at a young age, you begin to plant these little seeds of Emunah, BaHashem. And this is the idea on Seder night, that again, even if children aren't of age, we still, we're mechanech for Emunah, even at a little age, and we should pass out the marshmallows, we should pass out the lollipops, get everyone excited, because this night is so, so critical and so, so important for Klal Yisrael. So Rav Yeruchim, I'll take a step back. Rav Olshin quotes Rav Yeruchim from Mir in the Sefer Das Chachmu Musar, who quoted the Altar of Kelm. And this is an idea not just in the Litvish Svarim in Balei Musar, but the Sfas Emes and others in the Hasidic camp as well say the same idea. We know the line from the Haggadah, Kol Amar Belisaper B'tzias Mitzrayim Harezim Meshubach. And they all taina that who is Meshubach? Meaning the subject is the Kol HaMarbe L'Saper, whoever is being Marbe in his Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that person will be Meshubach. It's not just that your Sipur will be better, right? The more you do it, the more you talk about it, the better it is. It's not just that on the Sipur, but it's the person who's being Mesaper, right? The more you are Mesaper, the greater you'll become. You'll become greater, you'll be transformed. Your mitzvos that you do will be transformed. And more importantly and fundamentally, your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and your Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be transformed and qualitatively changed because you are being marbe in the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because everything that we do as a Jew, again, is noveya, it's mamshech, it comes from Leil HaSeder, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I remember seeing in the Haggadah Otzor Seim Shel Tzadikim, it's like a likud of lots of different Rebbes. It's funny, I found a good word in there once, but they quoted a Rebbe from some town in Europe, and I couldn't even like pronounce the name of the Rebbe's city. You know, you find a good word, you want to quote a B'Shem Omro, but I couldn't even quote the Rebbe. Al Kopanim, the first line in the entire Sefer is a word from the Vishnitz Rebbe. I can read Vishnitz, that's an easy one for me. The Vishnitz Rebbe likes to say, he said his favorite line in Lashon, you know, in Hebrew was Hakol B'Seder. He's like, because it's MS. Everything that we accomplish in our Yiddishkeit the rest of the year, it all comes from Leil Seder. HaKol B'Seder, everything comes from the Seder. And I think this is something that we're trying to internalize. And that's why I saw a beautiful Maral. Maral writes in Gvuros Hashem, he says, why is there no bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? He says, we know we have a bracha at the end of Magid, fine, but there's no specific bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There should be a bracha, what's going on? And the Chassam Sofer even points out in the Chuli, he says, and this is something Revulsion brings down also in a later Mimer, but he says, there is a Sipur, you are talking it out, And for sure, people who are elaborate in their sipur, right? Certain families have the minhag to throw matzahs over their shoulders and walk around the table, and we mamish, we get involved. It's like a shtickle play here. So there is a maisa. There is, it seems to be a pa'ula. But says Maral, it doesn't matter. Because ikar hadavar hu machshavas halev. Meaning, the mitzvah is dependent completely on our heart and not on our actions. We have to make sure we're internalizing it and it hits home. And it will, once, hopefully, if that happens. So then it'll impact the mitzvahs we do the rest of the year. I think that's something important to think about. I just want to add, if we can, I hope it's okay with you, I want to add another point now, right? We spoke about so far the chashivos and the significance of Leil HaSeder and the mitzvah of Amunah B'Hashem, just like Shabbos is an os, and we have to be Shomer Shabbos, is a Shmira, so Pesach also has the phrase Shmira, and these two things are our safeguards of Amunah in Hashem, and they testify to our Amunah in Hashem, and that's why we quoted the Hakdama of the Chavetz Chaim, who said anyone who keeps Shabbos is as if they're Mekayim Kol HaTzurukula. Someone who's Mechal Shabbos, Rachman al-Aslan, it's as if they're a Kafir B'Kol HaTzurukula. We explained from the Gemara Megillah Tzadik, the Amunah Soyichya, that Amunah is really Kolal, it is the umbrella for all other mitzvos. Again, bein ese, bein lo sase. And that's something that we spoke about, and kol amarbe b'lisaper, hare ze mishubach, we have to internalize it like the Maral said. If I can just go in a maybe taking it one step weiter. And that's the following. We say towards the end of the Haggadah, I just want to get the line inside, towards the end, not the end of the Haggadah, but the end of Magid, we say the following line. We're mamish at the end, we're in the home stretch, we're about to get to Hallel. And the Baal HaGad tells us, Marer zesh anu ochlim, this marer that we ate, al shum ma, why are we eating it? Al shum shemiru hamitzrim es chaye evasinu b'mitzrayim. At the home stretch, we're almost, 2 pages later in this Haggadah, bam, we're starting, lefichach hanachnu chayim lehodos lehalel l'shabeach. So Rosh HaRavai says, I don't understand what's going on here. We're at the very end of Magid. We're in the home stretch. And you're hocking me at Chinik now? You're bringing back ideas of Shibud? You know, why are we doing that? So he says the following. He says, Ela taima shel davar hu, kedei lahashrish b'libeinu d'gama shenir b'einenu, kira, anything that we perceive to be bad, be'emes yesh bo tov, dekol midosov yisbarach shemo rachamim, dekol da'avid rachmano, letav avid. Anything that we perceive to be bad, be'olam hazeh, so we have to remember that Hashem has a plan, and it's going to work out for the best. Do we understand it always? No, and in fact, we almost always don't understand it. But Hashem has a plan, and he says the following. I want to read a couple of his words inside. Re'u na ma'ashikasuf ha'ibn Ezra. In Devarim, where he says, Banam atem, the Torah says, Banam atem la'Hashem al-keichem, lo sisko to do. Right? Don't cut yourself. So he says the following. Why would a person cut themselves? So we're talking about after someone died. Lo sisimu karcha b'nei ne'ichem l'meis. After a person experiences the loss of a close family friend, of a relative, so many people feel despondent, they feel totally broken, totally tzabrach, and totally lost, and they feel alone. So comes Ibn Ezra, and he explains the following. Why is it that there's this juxtaposition? What's the smichas of banim atem la'Hashem elokeichem, and also don't hurt yourself, don't harm yourself after you lost a relative? Says Ibn Ezra, "V'hu ohi v'eschem yoser me'av leben." You have to understand that Hashem loves you more than a parent loves their child. Al tis go to do al kol mashi yase ki kol asher yase letofu v'im lo savinuhu kasher lo yavinu habanim akatanim ma'isavim rak yismuchu alav kin tasu gamatem. Meaning, you have to trust in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like a child who goes to the doctor and the parent is giving them, or the doctor is giving a shot. So the child is screaming at their parents, "Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me?" But everybody knows as we get a little bit older that the parent is doing it because he loves or she loves and cares about his or her child. And the parent is always doing what's in the best interest for the child, even if we as children can't fully understand it. We don't get it all the time, but we have to recognize how much Hashem loves us and how you never ever do anything to harm us. And I think if you, Rosh Hashanah quotes the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, right? Who better internalized this idea than Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara in Brachos and Samach Amid Beis says, Rabbi Akiva was the one who would always say, "Al kol tzara, kol da'avid rachman al ta'avid." No matter what was going on in his life, he was always saying that. We know the Gemara, famously, at the next daf in Brachos, tells us that what? Rabbi Akiva was taken out to be killed. And as they were combing the makom of tefillin, he screamed out, "Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad." And his talmidim were like, "Rebbe, really? Ad kan? You're really doing this?" And he said, "Yeah, my whole entire life, I was trying to figure out when am I going to be mekayim the pasuk of b'chol nafshecha. I was always trying to think when was I going to accomplish that." Rabbi Akiva was the person, though, who didn't get caught up in the moment. He didn't say, "Oh my gosh, this is terrible that this is happening to me," because he always understood that kol da'avid rachman alatav avid. That doesn't mean, by the way, it's important to note, it doesn't mean that things aren't tragic and things aren't hurtful and we can't feel bad about things. It's Rabbi Akiva, by the way. It's important to note. I just came across this Gemara again. I was learning with Chavrus. We're going through Brachos. And it says in the seventh parak, when you go to a Shiva house, what do you say? With regards to Zimun or Bechlal, whatever it is. But one person says, "Oh, you can say a Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv." And Rabbi Akiva's like, "No, you say Baruch Dayan Emes." It's the same Rabbi Akiva who said, "Kol David Rachman Latav Avid." He's saying Baruch Dayan Emes. Meaning, when things are tragic, when things are hard, you can see that. But Rabbi Akiva also understood that even if it is tragic for us right now, I understand kol da'avid rachmana, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, litav avid. Right? Kol da'avid rachmana, Hashem, it's the same rachmana, same shoresh there. Hashem is always looking out for us. He's always thinking about us and he's always doing what's best for us. And that's why Rosh Hashanah says, he quotes from his Rebbe, the Klausenberger Rebbe, that we cover our eyes. Gans Klal Yisrael, I don't think there's a Jew who doesn't close their eyes, cover their eyes when they say Kriya Shema. So says the Klausenberger Rebbe, and who better than the Klausenberger Rebbe can teach us this idea, who lost his entire family, all his chassidim also, in the war, and then rebuild everything. The Klausenberger Rebbe says an amazing idea. He says, ever since I was reminded of this idea, I've had better kavanah in Kriya Shema. We say, Shema Yisrael, listen up. And I heard, before I say that word, I'll just add another word. I once heard, Shema Yisrael, we always think, is talking to all of Klal Yisrael. There's a chassidish word on this. So we're so quick to give mussar to all of Klal Yisrael, and we forget about Reb Yisrael. Meaning we forget about ourselves. And we're so quick to give mussar to other people, we have to remind ourselves. So I'm telling you, again, even none of you guys listen to this word, I'm telling you that this mamish changed my Kriya Shema for the past week and a half, since I saw it in the Haggadah. We cover our eyes by Kriya Shema, and we say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So said the Klausenberger Rebbe, and we know from Rashi Zala Torah, that the name of Yudke Vavke is the name of Chesed and Rachamim. And the name Elokim is the name of Din and Mishpat. Says the Klausenberger, we cover our eyes, we say Hashem Elokeinu, whether it's the shame of Chesed and Rachamim, or whether it's Elokim, the name of Din and Mishpat, what do we say? Hashem Echad. It's always Yudke Vavke, it's always the name of Chesed and Rachamim. No matter what Hashem does, no matter how we perceive it, Ba'olam Hazeh, right now here, it's always the Shem Havai, it's always the Chesed and Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we cover our eyes. Because we're going to say, Hashem, you know what? It doesn't really matter how we see it. It doesn't matter how we perceive it. We're trying to reaffirm, or at least instill, this emunah that we believe that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really, really for the best. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish this Leil Seder. Right? We spoke about emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I think we also have to speak about emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Galus. Because we experience things that our mom is so shreklach. And we experience things that are so bad. Right, Rav Matzio said, I saw this piece, it's almost laughable. I saw this piece a bunch of years ago, and I thought it was Mamish MS. So many of us, especially the guys on the screen that I'm looking at, we're younger, right? We're not so old, we haven't had such crazy life experiences for the most part. And he says that unless you went through the Shoah, unless you got out of communist, you know, Russia, or if Rahman al-Tzlan, there was a sickness or an illness. So he says, by and large, most people never really felt shibud in their life. Most people don't experience like a real shibud. So if you haven't experienced shibud, then for shteitzach you haven't experienced chayrus. And if you haven't experienced shibud or chayrus, so then how can a person be makayim the mitzvah, chayim adam liros esatzmo kihilu hu yatzmi Mitzrayim? How can you feel as if you left Mitzrayim if what? If you've never ever experienced chayrus or shibud or chayrus. So he says that almost every single person has experienced something. And what is that? He said when you're driving and you get pulled over by a cop. When you're driving and the lights go on behind you, your heart sinks and you feel totally helpless. You're like, what can I do? You're at the mercy of this police officer that you probably don't know. So that's shibud. And he says, what's chayrus? He says, when he lets you go. When he says, just slow down a little bit there, buddy. And he lets you go. You mamish, when you're driving away, your heart's still racing a little bit, but you mamish feels so good. He says, that's how many of us can... It's a geshmak vort, right? And he says, that's how many of us can think about shibud and chayrus. But I think, Rachman al-Tzlan this year, it looks like that many of us are going to be in a state to a degree of shibud. Right? My wife was just on a Zoom conference call with the OJNA, the Orthodox Jewish Nurses Association or something like that. And they were talking about the coronavirus and Rabbi Dr. Aaron Glatt was on the call. And he had a really, to me, what was an astounding line and it really struck me. He said, "Manishtana ha-Pesach hazeh mikol ha-Pesachim." That this Pesach is going to be so different than anything we've ever mamish experienced before. So we spoke about having a munah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I think we also have to have a munah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Gullus. And to believe, again, we mamish have no clue, but to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and kol da'avid rachman al-tav avid, even if it's hard, and even if we don't understand, and even if we're so confused, and we feel totally helpless. So we have to recognize that we're in the arms of Hashem, and He's going to take care of us. And even if sometimes it feels like a shot, as a little kid, and we're momish kicking and screaming, and we hate it. So we believe that it called the Avid Rachman al-Tav Avid, Belev Shalom. And that's something that we're supposed to be thinking about Leil Seder. Again, to be working on our Emunah, but not just Emunah Bechlal, but maybe Befrat in the Golos. To think about called Avid Rachman al-Tav Avid. And then if I can just add, maybe the most important point, and that's to believe not just in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Golos, but to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is going to bring the Geula. Meaning in the darkness, where we're sitting and we feel like we're so far away and what's going to be, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us. And we see that from who? We see that also from Rabbi Akiva. How do we see that? So it says the following. In the Gemara, in Pesachim Kuf Tes Zayin, Amabez tells us the following. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, as to the bracha we say at the end of Magid. The bracha at the end of Magid, Rabbi Tarfon, who? Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. And Rabbi Tarfon was the one who had said, Omer, he says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Asher ga'alnu v'gal es avosinu mi Mitzrayim v'lo hayachosim. He says, the bracha that we say at the end of Magid is that Hashem redeemed our fathers and took them out. Period. And that's it. Ga'alnu v'gal es avosinu. That's it. Where were they having Seder night? In the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah tells a story, a famous story of a couple Jews getting together, a group of Tanam getting together, Leil Seder. They're in Bnei Brak. Who lived in Bnei Brak? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, if I'm not mistaken, says that Rabbi Akiva was the one who was living in Bnei Brak. All the Rabbanim, all the Tanam went to who? They went to Rabbi Akiva. Why did they go to Rabbi Akiva? What was so special? He was one of the younger ones. Why? His Rebbe, Rabbi Tarfon, was one who he joined him. So what's Pshat? So we know also from the Gemara Makos, even if you've never learned Makos, I'm sure you've been to a camp and I'm sure you've heard a siyum during the 9 days, and we all know the end of Makos. We know that Tanoim were walking by Har Abayis and they saw a fox and they started crying, and Rabbi Akiva started laughing and they said, why are you laughing? And he says, why are you crying? He says, we're crying because Shrekalach, look, there's a fox running around on Har Abayis. And knew, why are you laughing? What's so funny about this? He says, because if this is true, if this happened, if there's a fox running around, I know that the other half of the Nevuah is going to be true as well. The other half of the Nevuah that says the Churban is going to be rebuilt, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. So that Gemara in Pesachim, you have to look it up. It's mamish awesome. It's going to change your Seder. This is the best word to say at the Seder. It's amazing. Rabbi Tarfon says, Asher ga'alnu v'gal asavoseinu v'lo hayachosem. And there's no chasim asabracha. That's it. But Rabbi Akiva is cholik on his Rebbe. You're not allowed to do that. It's against the law. He's being cholik on his Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no. And this is, I'm reading from my Haggadah now. I'm not reading even from my Maror Makom sheet in front of me. Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu. Yagi inu lo mo'adim v'l'regalim achirim. We and our forefathers are going to get to future mo'adim. Habam l'krasinu l'shalom. Semeichim b'vinyan yirecha v'sasim b'avodasecha. We're going to be happy with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim Yerikodash. V'sasim b'avodasecha. We're going to rejoice in the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. V'no chalsham min hazvachim min hapsachim. We're going to eat karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, near the Beis HaMikdash. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Baruch Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva's cholik on his Rebbe, and he says, no! Don't just say Hashem took our forefathers out. Recognize He's going to take us out, and it's going to be okay. Why were all the Tanoim in Bnei Brak? Because they all lived through Churban HaBayis. They all experienced the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And they felt awful. They felt Sebrachim. They felt totally despondent. How can we possibly have a Karban Pesach? How can we have a Leil Seder without a Karban Pesach? Right? It used to be that the center of Leil Seder was the Karban, and now we don't have that. What's Pesach without a Karban Pesach? How could we do this? And they felt awful. And Rabbi Akiva got up and started screaming, no, guys. Yes, it looks bad right now, but call David Rahman al-Tav of it, and you have to have Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Galus, you have to have Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to bring the Geula. And Smeichim b'vinyan yirecha, v'sasim b'avodasecha. Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. V'noach Hashem, and Azvachim, and Apsachim. We're going to eat karbanos. Everything is going to work out. All the Tanam went to Rabbi Akiva. Those other four Tanam went to Rabbi Akiva because that was the only place that they could have Seder. Rabbi Akiva was the one that was being mechazik all of them in Amuna on Leil Seder. And not just in Amuna on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Amuna in a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Galus that the Geula is going to come. And that's our Avodah Leil Seder. The Avodah Leil Seder, like we started from the beginning, it's to be mechazik our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the yesod of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim the rest of the year. Everything comes from Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol Amarbe, Harei Meshubach. We will be better for it. Our Avodas Hashem and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be better for it. And we have to recognize that Kol David Rachman Latav of it. We have to cover our eyes and say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's always Shem Havaya. It is always Chesed. It is always Rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because He's our Avinu Shabbat Shemaim. He loves us. He mamish loves us. He would never ever do anything if it wasn't for our benefit. And that's something that, even if we don't understand, we have to internalize that. And not only that, and not think about how we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu while we're in the Galus, but to recognize and to internalize having Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it is going to work out. We're going to get through the Galus, and we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's the hardest thing about it. There is a light. We just can't see it. But we have to believe that it's there. We have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully this year. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Everyone should have a Chodesh Tov. And we should be Zochet to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to happen. And we'll be in Yerushalayim together and we'll have Karban Pesach. We have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to make it happen. I hope everyone has a great night. Thank you guys so much for joining with me. And I hope to learn a little bit more Torah before Yom Tov.